Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, let's do it. Well, you seem rather disappointed by today. It's only Berry Friday. The word that is most coming in is weak. From Phil and his tractor. Didn't think it was long enough, says Rich in Darlington. Good composition, Scott, says Adam in Newcastle. Regal sounding until the voice kicked in from Kerry. Appalling 3 out of 10 from Ash and Carly. I expected better on Easter. I'm really sorry. Was a bit short, maybe. Anyway, I hope you're right this afternoon. Hi, Becky.
Hi.
No Chappers today because he's just off. Right, this is exciting. I was in Bristol last night.
Right.
Doing a gig at the Syndicate. Amazing. And after me on stage was Chipmunk off of Chip Diddy Chip.
Did you do your West Country accent like Chappers asked you to?
Hello, Bristol. I did do that at the beginning. No one cheered. So then I decided to revert back to my actual voice. So Chipmunk was on. I introduced him last night. Then this morning, I'm back at my house. I had a brush with greatness.
Did you?
Yeah. So my Virgin box hasn't been working properly, yeah? So this morning, doorbell goes about 10 o'clock. Hi, I'm Mario from Virgin. I was like, hi. He's like, you introduced my brother on stage last night. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, my brother's Chipmunk. So...
So he'd sent his brother round to fix your box not, after you complained to him.
It wasn't quite like that. It was just coincidence. But how good is that?
That's amazing.
So Mario, Chipmunk's brother, me and him have a big old conversation while he's fixing my box. Then he's like, speak to my brother on the phone. So he gets his BlackBerry out and I have a, like, about 2 minute conversation with actual Chipmunk. And now he's emailed me and we're friends.
Your new best mates with Chipmunk?
Yeah, I love it. How good is that?
That's well good.
I know. So hello Mario, because he did say he would be listening. And hello Chipmunk. Didn't really know what to say. I was like, yeah, I'll speak to you soon. He just sent me an email going, C's up. Don't know what that means.
Scott Mills.
This is
Radio 1.
Filofax alert. I've just noticed it's Good Friday in my Filofax today, which is good.
And it's taken you to look at your Filofax to realise that?
Yeah, well, it just reminds me. Have you had much chocolate yet?
I have eaten quite a lot, actually.
I haven't eaten. I had, like, a little bit yesterday, but that's it. I quite like unofficial mails today. They're like, Becky likes her cake. I wonder how much chocolate she's had.
Is that what they're saying on there? That's so rude.
How much?
Well, you gave me that chocolate rabbit, didn't you? Which I worked out was a kilogram. So that's instantly going to go on the scale.
Was that a kg of chocolate?
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was huge.
So, but it was a talking point on the train, though, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. If you want some attention, just carry a big chocolate rabbit round with you.
What do people say?
Oh, that must have been expensive. Oh, look at that.
Did you say no?
Look
Scott
at that
Mills
big rabbit she's got. It's like you don't say.
And how much today?
Just 1.5 bags.
Yes, I love you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky's been shopping today.
I have. I've finally got a sofa.
Yay, for your new house.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So now you've got cutlery.
Yep, and
a rug.
Mm-hmm.
But you now have a sofa to sit on.
Amazing. Although it was a bit of a scandal in the sofa shop.
I love this.
You know how on TV programmes and films, women always fight for wedding dresses and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And I
was doesn't thought, happen in real life.
I was like, why do they do that? That's never going to happen in real life. Until today,
right.
When I actually turned into one of these women.
I love it.
We were in the sofa shop and there's like a big clearance section.
Yeah.
So I walked over and I was like, oh my God, that's the sofa I want. And this woman and her husband were
looking
at it.
Did you know straight away? You were like, that's
yeah.
the one.
I was like, that's the one. Uh-huh. And it was cheap, so that's perfect.
Cool.
This woman and her husband were looking at it. And I was like, right, what can I do? This is the exact sofa we need to get rid of her. So I just sat down on it And then I said to my boyfriend, I was like, just make myself at home. And she's still looking at it. And I was just like, I'll sit down. And I thought, this isn't doing a good enough job. So I lay down and then shouted to my boyfriend about the fact that I was on it. Possession was 9/10 of the law and I wasn't going to move for anyone.
Did you say that to him?
Yeah, loud, in front of her, loud. Quite loud. Because him and her husband, my boyfriend and her husband, really didn't care. Right. Me and this woman were having like a proper fight.
I love
about
it.
Sofa.
Girl scrapping.
Yeah.
What
and
did
then
she
he
do?
And then my boyfriend said, take your shoes off. You can't put your trainers on our new sofa. So I was there, splayed out on this sofa with my shoes off.
Brilliant. Yeah. What did she say?
She came up behind me and she went, this sofa is very beautiful, isn't it? I was like, yep, but it's all mine.
I love it. How did it resolve?
So I got the sofa. Yeah, but she gave up. It was a bit of a standoff.
Was it?
Mm.
Was she really annoyed?
Mm.
I love it.
So she walked up really stressed. So sorry if that was you, but we've got an amazing sofa now, so thanks.
Okay, bye. Hi, Darius.
Hello, Scott.
You all right?
I'm very well, thank you.
Where are you today?
I'm at Jersey, at work.
Oh, rubbish. What are you doing?
A ferry company. Ferry company, yeah.
Okay, good. How can I help?
Scott, I just wanted to ask you, how are your gnomes?
My gnomes?
Your gnomes.
If you weren't listening the other day, there have been... there's a few gnomes outside my house now, like just on the wall next to the steps up to my house. There's another one there today, Darius.
You're joking.
I'm not even. But this one is like a proper, really good gnome, like an expensive-looking one. The others look a bit rubbish, but this one is like looks like quite expensive.
So how many have you got now?
5.
And you haven't moved them or anything? You're not going to take them inside and keep them?
No. They're just like on the, like I say, on the wall outside my house. What do you think about this, Darius? Do you think it's a bit weird?
No, I just think somebody is indulging you with it.
Yeah, I think someone's playing a joke on you.
I agree. But I don't like it.
Well,
I want them to stop.
Okay.
Hmm.
They obviously not listening to you.
Well, obviously are listening, otherwise they wouldn't put another one outside yesterday, would they? I don't know. I reckon it's just some kids in the area just playing a trick, I hope. I hope it's nothing more sinister than that. Have a good weekend, Darius.
Thank you very much.
I love you.
Love you too.
Not being funny, Darius, in Jersey, but let me just read you some of the texts that are coming in. Leanne in Swansea. I think Darius is the culprit, Scott. He sounded a bit creepy. I suspect it's Darius who left the gnomes. Ed off of Durham. Scott, I think it was totally Darius who left the gnomes, man. He sounded guilty. I'll just leave you with that, Darius.
He's not going to come all the way from Jersey just to dump a gnome outside your flat, is he?
It did sound a bit odd. Mm. It's 10 to 5 on Radio 1. Hello?
Oh no.
Right, that was Sophie, who is in a car at the moment with her dad and feels a bit sick. Do you think she's actually being sick now, which is why she rang off?
Hopefully. Sophie. No, I mean, not hopefully that she's being sick, but hopefully that she would have hung up before.
Hello?
Sophie?
Uh-huh?
Turn the radio off.
Yeah, I've turned it off.
It's Scott Mills. How are you?
I'm a bit travel sick, to be honest.
Were you puking then, which is why you rang off?
No, it just broke off. I don't know why.
Okay. Where are you travelling from and to?
Well, we were going to Strathaven to see stables, because we're building stables at my house right now. So.
Okay. And where's home?
Ayrshire.
Okay. And what's going on?
Nothing much. We're on the bendiest road I've ever been on in my life.
Oh, love you.
Who's driving?
My dad. He's a maniac.
He needs to slow down a bit.
He does.
Have you got a bag or anything?
No, just a window.
Oh, no.
Oh. Have you got those little bands you put on your wrist?
What are they?
Well, they sometimes help.
My sister used to have those.
Yeah, they're really good. You get a little... it's like a little... elastic band thing, and it's got a little dot in it, and it sits on your pulse and stops you from feeling sick.
Didn't know that. Wow, that's amazing.
Or ginger helps, but you're probably not going to have that in the car.
just get the ginger from the glove box. How old are you, Sophie?
I'm 15.
That's not right, is it? So, like, how long have you got to go now?
I don't know. How long till we're home?
5 minutes.
Okay,
well, that's good.
Not too bad.
Do you want to just tell your dad on Radio 1 to stop going so fast?
Yeah, Dad, slow down a bit. You're going too fast.
I love it. But you're nearly home now anyway, it's all fine.
Yeah.
You haven't vommed yet, Sophie, it's all good. Right, keep listening for the Wonder Years. I love you, have a good weekend.
Love you.
Love you. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1.
podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.